This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, that's a great idea. Got a brand new month. Did you know you can figure out how many days every month has by holding up your fingers? Do you know how to do that? January has 31, February has less, March has 31, and the only two that are adjacent that have 31 days are August and July, because they were both Roman emperors, right? And they decided one shouldn't have more than the other. Supposedly that's true, right? Did you realize that?
I didn't realize that, no.
See, those are the things I think about when I'm trying to go to sleep at night. Once an engineer, always an engineer. But that's Julius and Augustus. They both have 31 days.
You know, it's funny. I had about a week and a half ago, when I was out of town, we were coming back from down south. We were in St. Louis, actually. We were coming back to Minnesota, and I'd randomly told my sister and my mother the fact of how interstates work, you know, how they're numbered, where, you know, the north and south interstates are odd numbered and the east and west ones are even numbered. And they didn't know that. And it was just kind of funny, because I forgot how the conversation started, but I ended up like sort of dropping that fact on them, and they were like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it. And then they thought about it and were like, oh yeah, that's right.
All right. So here's another good one. In New York, all the streets that are east of Fifth Avenue are east. All the ones, Fifth Avenue is the dividing line in New York. Which, really? People who've lived here for a long time don't know that. So if it's something says 3 East, you know that it's east of Fifth Avenue. If it says 5 West, that it's west of Fifth Avenue is the dividing line. Here's the other thing that's kind of cool, with very few exceptions, and I could name them, except if you live in New York, you probably know them. If you don't, you don't care. Is that even runs east? That's how I remembered E. So sure. The numbered streets, east runs east. Or the even runs east.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
And I know people who've lived here their whole lives who didn't know that.
So why, is there any specific reason why Fifth is like the dividing
street? Well, it's a good question, and I'm not sure that I know exactly. The city is really two separate cities in some ways in terms of layout. That the oldest part of the city is by the river. So in the streets, for example, in the Village and the Battery, and even Soho mostly Soho, but and a little bit of Tribeca. For example, West 4th will intersect with West 11th, which you shouldn't have in theory. That
now is this Manhattan that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And those streets will intersect, and in theory, 4th should never interact with 11th, because they're numbered streets, so they should be parallel, and they don't, because they follow the river. This is true in Boston as well.
Okay.
So any time that streets were old and followed the river, there's not a grid. But then when you get to Midtown, or up, you know, Midtown, then the grid begins, and that starts. And we have 3 Broadways in Manhattan. We have 2 Broadways and a West Broadway, which is very confusing for tourists.
I would probably be
yeah,
completely so discombobulated.
Yeah, it's a very strange city. And it's funny thinking about colonial America and the Revolution. As I said, I'd seen Hamilton twice, which of course everybody loves, and I finally a house guest. I told the story sort of because I was whining about it last week. Had given me the soundtrack. As I had asked them, I knew they were staying with me. They were going to go see Hamilton. I said, "Let me give you some money, buy the soundtrack from me, because I keep meaning to do it, and it's not all that easy to find." And so they gave it to me as a house gift, which was very nice. I finally got around to sort of opening it and listening to it and realize it's a two-disc set. There's only one disc. So, of course, I don't have a receipt because it was a gift. Mm-hmm. So that took, and the good news about it is, I think I did the follow-up, that they said, come. It was a huge hassle. Couldn't get anybody to respond. Not our problem. They finally said, come to the theater just before, you know, on, and so I had to be at the theater anyway, not that one, but another one. And I went up, and there are two lines that go all the way around the block, and people are waiting for lottery tickets to get into Hamilton, and you know, and it's 1,000 degrees out. And they said, you have to come back at 8:10. And I said, I can't. I have theater at 8. So, and I said, they told me to come. They said, we can't let you in. So this nice guy, whose name it turns out is Scott, was selling, they said, go ask this guy. He was selling programs. And apparently it has nothing to do with the soundtrack. He was so kind to me. He said, let me see what I can do. He came back and gave me a new disc, which, very nice guy. In the meantime, I had called Atlantic Records, which is the people who do the soundtrack, and couldn't. All I got was recordings, and they actually finally called me back over the weekend to say, you know, we'll take care of it for you. And I said, well, thanks, I appreciate it, but it's already taken care of. So, if you're willing to be moderately patient, which of course I am not. But the point about this is, I listened to it. I went to visit my daughter over the weekend, so I had some serious travel time, and it's just I've really decided that I've always liked history. I've always liked Civil War because I'm Southern, but now I'm really getting into I'm now reading novels about the Revolutionary War, and it's a very interesting time. And for most of us, including my daughter, I'm not going to see Hamilton anytime soon. You should see it eventually. It will play forever. It'll be Les Mis. It'll be Cats. It'll be forever. And it's the music and the story that's great. I mean, the cast is wonderful, but it's kind of cast impervious. But in the meantime, get soundtrack and listen to it. It's really fun. And my daughter was saying, well, you know, the soundtrack doesn't make any sense until you've seen it. And I said, it's not true. Most people know the history. And even if you don't know the history, you can figure it out from the soundtrack, and it's really lovely. So there you go. All right, so now we have all those. I'll tell you what. Let's put up, since you just did the interstates and I just did Manhattan streets, let's put up on Facebook. Tell me about any interesting, put up any interesting geographical quirks that your city or town has. We talked about streets, Fifth Avenue being the dividing line. We've got three Broadways. East is even. We talked about the interstates. Oh, here's one other piece of obscure information that you know, I suspect, which is radio stations that are north of the Mason-Dixon line. I don't think it's Mason-Dixon line. I think it's Mississippi. I think if you're west of the Mississippi, you're K, and if you're east of Mississippi, you're W.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yep. And there are a couple
exceptions.
Yeah, there are a couple of exceptions because I think that particular thing was established in like the 20s, and there were some radio stations beforehand that were like the opposite, basically, but they never changed once that particular rule was put in place.
And most
I'm not even sure if it's a rule, if it's just kind of a standard.
I think it's more standard than anything else.
Yeah.
So. All righty. So that's kind of obscure information that that if you're playing Trivial Pursuit might be really, really important to you and the rest of it. And see, but you guys can be the stars of the water cooler. And they still have water coolers. Everybody carries around their own water, but I've seen people fill up their water bottles at water coolers. So don't try and get that past me. It's National Girlfriend Day. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means girlfriends in a romantic way. I don't know if it means girlfriends in a platonic way, but it is really, National Girlfriends Day.
It doesn't really specify, does it?
It doesn't. I guess we can leave it that way. And sometimes, even if you're a girlfriend, you don't know what you are, right?
True.
Could be either way. So I'd point that out. Minority Donor Awareness Day. I think that's a really important one in that minorities tend not to donate either organs or blood. And it's a really important thing to do just because that's how they discover cross-matching if something doesn't quite fit. So, and it's Respect for Parents Day. So if you're a parent, make sure your kid is being very respectful today. Good luck. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I just got a snarky email from a friend who said, "You know better, Joy. Hamilton isn't on film. It can't be a soundtrack. It's an original Broadway cast." He's right. Folks, try and understand. There is no script here. Oh, it's like someone correcting my pronouns, right? You guys know what I meant. Because, look, they call it the soundtrack of our lives, right? And that's not a soundtrack either. Ha! Ha! Vernacular. He's right. I love being corrected this early in the week. Okay. This day in history, Joy got corrected. No, I get corrected all the time. In 1498, as opposed to 1492, when Christopher Columbus did sail the ocean blue, you know about the four ships, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the fourth one fell off the edge. You know, before I've only been able to tell that joke one day a year, but now because on this day in 1498, Christopher Columbus became the first European to visit what's now Venezuela. Thank you, Chris. So now I can do that joke twice a year. You're not laughing. Okay, it may be on the inside. 1715, the Riot Act comes into force in England. In 1774, Joseph Priestley discovers oxygen gas. I remember that from medical school. Corroborating the prior discovery of the element by German-Swedish chemist Carl Wilhelm Scheele. You know, it's whoever has the best publicist, because a lot of things, for example, there were a number of people who came up with the idea at the same time Darwin did, but he obviously had a better PR company, so there you go. I'm being a little facetious, but not much. In 1831, a new London Bridge opens. It's like I was in South Dakota, and they had the new Grand, which was about 300 years old then. Okay, this is actually a little bit dedicated to Manny, just because it seems to me so modern. This is 1842, which is, what, 174 years ago. Okay? Here's the deal. The Lombard Street Riot was a three-day race riot in Philadelphia. It was the last in a 13-year period marked by frequent racial attacks in the city. It started on Lombard Street between 5th and 8th, and it turns out that the population, the African-American population of Philadelphia, in a period of about 25 years, doubled, because after the Civil War, a lot of freed slaves went to Philadelphia. At the same time, Philadelphia was attracting a large Irish population. So you've got two populations that tend to be somewhat insular, partially by language, partially by the way they acted, by the way they looked. And historically, the Irish had gotten the world's crummiest jobs. And, you know, I spent some time, as you know, in Boston, and there are signs that were historic that say Irish need not apply. The Irish were treated very badly. So all of a sudden, there's this huge influx. I mean, think about a population increasing by 50% in a very short period of time. So there was a huge amount of antipathy between these two groups. And there were all sorts of violence between the Irish Catholics, the German Protestants, African Americans, and they said even the Quakers, who are traditionally pacifists, got involved. The result of basically economics, you could say social, but it's basically economics. So on this day in 1842, 1,000 members of the Young Men's Vigilant Association, which was African American, we're commemorating the 8th anniversary of the end of slavery in the British West Indies. As the parade neared Mother Bethel Church, they were attacked by an Irish Catholic mob. The rioters moved west, setting fires, attacking firefighters and police as they went, heading for the home of African-American leader Robert Purvis. He and his home were reportedly saved from the mob by a Catholic priest's intervention. I mean, doesn't this sound horrifyingly modern?
Yeah, it does.
And like we never learn? Over 3 days of attacks, the South African American Presbyterian Church, the abolitionist Smith's Hall, and numerous homes and public buildings were looted, burned, and destroyed. The mayor had credible evidence of a plan to burn several local churches, which he ignored. Eventually, as the rioting began to subside, the local militia was brought in to restore order. Afterward, the mayor refused to arrest most of those known to have led the riot. Of those arrested by the militia, most are found not guilty or otherwise related. The three or four who were convicted received only light sentences. Depressing, don't you think, in some way?
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, doesn't that sound like it could have been just from over the weekend?
Yeah.
It wasn't, actually. It turns out the weekend here. In Syria, not so much. In Syria, Syria is and Turkey are going to be a real mess. Okay. On this day in 1876, Colorado was admitted as the 38th U.S. state. On this day in 1957, the U.S. and Canada formed the North American Aerospace Defense Command, better known as NORAD. If you live in Colorado, you know where NORAD is.
Mm-hmm.
In 1961, Robert McNamara, who was the Secretary of Defense, orders the creation of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. Now, we know that last week was the DSA, the FBI, and the CIA. I guess as it gets hot in D.C., everybody decides that they need, I don't know, spies. In 1964, oh, and speaking of spies, Jason Bourne was number one movie over the weekend. Did fairly well. It was the second highest Bourne movie ever in terms of.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I won't. Yeah. I won't ask for your review yet because it's not that time of the week. But
well, I reviewed it last. I reviewed it on Thursday, so I can give you a quick. I thought it was terrific.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was the most paranoid movie ever made. In that I've said, you know, that 20 years ago the bad guys were Russians, then they were Chinese, then they were North Koreans. Then they were Middle Eastern. Then they were terrorists. And now they're us. I mean, it is the most paranoid movie you will ever see.
Yeah.
And it's got the coolest car chase you will ever see. I thought it was great fun. I mean, everybody likes Matt Damon. And Alicia Vikander is wonderful in this. And Tommy Lee Jones is always great. So it's really fun. It goes very fast. And Paul Greengrass did a great job of directing it. He does great in terms of, you know, that quick editing and moving back and forth and keeping you on the edge of your seat. He's the one who did the one about the plane that crashed and that was headed for the Pentagon that crashed in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Okay, on this day in 64, the Belgian Congo is renamed the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Does anybody call it that? Maybe. On 1981, MTV began broadcasting and airs its first video, Video Kill the Radio Star by the Buggles. 2007, I-35W Mississippi River Bridge spanning the Mississippi River in Minneapolis collapsed during the rush hour.
I remember that.
I remember the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, Beijing-Tijan Intercity Railway begins operations, the fastest commuter railway in the system, and shoves you in there. 2014, Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence entered into force. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jeff, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was going to go out and get married, but you just changed my mind now.
We just saved you from disaster, huh?
That's right. I was about to head to the nearest altar.
Yeah, and of course, you'd be so attractive if you were depressed, too. I mean, all of us are our best selves when we're depressed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Taken for richer, poorer, sickness and health. I'm so depressed I can't answer your questions. Okay, go ahead.
I've been dating this girl for a little over a month now.
Okay.
And I just get the feeling that she's just not that into me.
Why? How do you? I mean, how many times have you been out in the month?
Seven, eight times. And
what gives you the
sense? A couple of weekends with her.
So, have the two of you had sex with each other?
Yes.
So, why do you think... How old are you, Jeff?
37.
And how old is she?
31.
What do you mean, online?
Yes.
Okay. How close to each other do you live?
Not very close. She's in Jersey. I'm here in Queens.
Well, I mean, it's not like a cross country or anything. So it sounds like you're having a date about, you know, every 3 or 4 days. Yeah?
What's that?
You're having a date about every 3 or 4 days.
Right.
So why do you think she's not, I mean...
Well, the thing she says doesn't jive with the thing she does.
Okay, give me an example of something that she says that doesn't jive, and then give me an example of something she does.
All right, well, the last weekend we spent together, she went away on business this week, so the last weekend before that we spent together, and she said to me, you know, I was talking about my sister, and she said, oh, when do I get to meet her? You
right.
know, and then she told me also that she's starting to fall, and then she also said that, she said she was starting to fall, but she's being a little bit resistant.
Well, but Jeff, all of that seems positive. Is it the resistant part that makes you nervous?
Well, it's not just that. It's like you know, like the she went away on business and she didn't even call once or send me a text message. And then not just that. There was another.
All right, well, how long was she gone on business?
A week.
Well, I agree with you. A week. So in the month you've been seeing each other, you've had 7 dates, and she was gone for a week of that.
Right.
Jeff, what have you said to her? I mean, do you like her?
I do.
I
sound like I'm getting married again. I do. Back to the marriage thing.
How long? But you bring up a good point. How long? Were you married before?
No.
Has she ever been married?
No.
Were you in a serious relationship before?
No.
All right. So,
well, was I or was she?
Well, you said you were. Was she?
No. I wasn't in a serious relationship before. It's been like 2 years.
Okay. Because it sounds to me, I mean, somebody who says, when do I get to meet your family, that's pretty serious. I mean, look, Jeff, it's only been a month. I'm not sure I'm crazy about the two of you having been sexual quite so quickly, but, I mean, it can't be undone.
Well, the next time we were intimate, the next time I spent the weekend with her, I said, let's not have sex.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, and she was wanting a while. I was like, well, you know, I think you're special. I want to take this, you know, I want to get to know you a little
good
better.
Good for you.
You know, and
what did she say?
She liked it, but then the next morning she was like, she felt rejected, she said.
Well, but I
assured her. I was like, no,
but the two of you continue to talk it through. Jeff, it's only a month old. It sounds like both of you really like each other and are kind of nervous about it because you're not sure where the other one is.
Mm-hmm.
And she may, I mean, I think the issue about being gone for a week and not being in touch with you, I agree with you. I think it's a little worrisome that she could have called and left a message or text you or something. But I think rather it's only been a month. When was the week that she was out of town? Was it at the beginning of the month or the end of the month?
It was, she just came back Sunday. So she went from last Monday to Sunday.
Did she call you when she got back?
She called me last night. I didn't answer the phone.
Oh, honey, don't do that. So if I had to boil all this down, tell me if I'm right here. It sounds to me that things were going along swimmingly until she went away for a week and she didn't get in touch with you.
No, even before that. Even before that.
What was it before that that made you uncomfortable?
Well, when I left her the first weekend we were together, I went to see her. I spent the night at her place.
Right.
And when I came back, and then when I left, you know, she just seemed like she was distant. You know,
well, I mean, you had sex pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, listen, I think call her today.
Mm-hmm.
Arrange to see her in the next day or two so this doesn't fester. And just say, look, things seem, I mean, it's a brand new relationship, and both of you are being a little tentative. I think that she was probably a hurt, even though I think you were right to say, let's not have sex. But I guarantee you what she'd feel was, if you hadn't had sex at all and said, look, I think you're really special, and I want to wait to make sure that we really know each other so sex is really meaningful, that would have been one thing. But you'd already had sex. So what
right.
she's, I guarantee you, every woman on the face of the earth is going to think, okay, he didn't like, the sex wasn't good enough, or he didn't think I was a good enough partner, or he didn't like my body, or I'm too fat, or he doesn't, I mean, because we're all insecure about that, all right? And you may, I mean, just if she'd said after the two of you had sex, look, I think you're really special, I want to hold off, you'd think, I'm not a good enough lover. So it's an area, I think you're right in the long run, but in the short run, it's going to make everybody insecure. Call her up, see her face-to-face in the next 48 hours, and say, and just see what she says. Don't even go in saying anything. Say, you know, I really missed you. And then she's going to say, you know, I thought about texting you, but things were too late, or I really wanted to talk with you, or whatever. But go and see her again, all right?
All right. Thanks so much.
And I'll tell you what, as soon as you've gone to see her, if you need, I mean, hopefully it's not the middle of the night, I'm not going to give you my home number, but call me up and let's talk about what's going on. But I think it sounds to me that both of you really care about each other. You had sex too soon. Both of you don't know exactly what to do, and neither of you are really sure the other one's response. So let's just give it a little more time.
Okay. Sounds
all right?
good.
But in the next 48 hours, don't let this get away from you. All righty?
I won't. Thanks, good Dr. Enough. Joy.
Barbara, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a 24-year-old son that's at home with me, and he works, but he got into drugs last summer, cocaine, and he was working another job in a bar, and both his dad and I got, you know, said, you've got to quit, we'll help you, but he seemed to be doing okay, but he started disappearing again. He'll disappear for 2 or 3 days at a time and then show up and act like nothing's happened and says he wasn't doing drugs. And
why is he still living at home?
Because he can't afford to live on his own.
Barbara, you know why he can't afford to live on his own?
Because I'm enabling him to stay at home.
No. Listen to the question. You guys have watched too much Oprah.
I've never watched Oprah. Actually.
Well, one of your neighbors has, and they've convinced you. Listen to me, my dear. The deal is, he can't afford to pay rent because he's buying drugs. Drugs cost money. If you're paying his rent for him, guess what he gets to do with the money he makes at work.
But you know what? He's got a lot of debt that he brought home with him when he was away at school.
Don't care.
So.
Don't care. He's not paying. He's not paying the debt. He's doing drugs.
Actually, you know what? He is paying the debt because he's got money being deducted from his paycheck for it.
Okay, but what do you think? How much money does your son make?
Probably about $300 a week.
And how much is deducted?
$100.
What do you think he's doing with that other $200?
Drugs.
Mm-hmm. So if he had to pay for at least 175 of that, or maybe even, you know, 150, 160 of it for rents a week someplace, guess what he's going to... Then he has to decide between food and drugs. Much more interesting question than, well, you know, I've got a couple $100 in my jeans this week. I'll get paid again on Monday. You know, the money's coming out to pay my rent. You know, Mom's not going to evict me.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, he's 24 years old. I would say to him, I'll tell you what, for every dollar you put in that gets put out to pay off your student loan, I'll put in. I mean, the point is he's paying off his student loan anyway.
Right.
So he's not going to stop doing that because he can't. It's taken out of his salary.
Mm-hmm.
Toss him out. He'll find a place to live.
Okay.
And if I were you, I would say to him, here's the deal. If by the end of the month you find a place to live that you can afford, I will give you first and last month's rent. I will not give you, don't give him money. I will pay you first and last month's rent.
Okay.
And you can take, you know, some pillowcases and we'll put a bed in. You can always come home for brunch on Sunday. If you don't, you're still going out at the end of the month, but I won't give you first and last month's rent.
Okay.
Barbara, you're making it easy for him to do something that makes no sense.
Okay.
All righty?
All right, thank you.
You do not want to be a human breathalyzer. Otherwise, you can't test his urine. He's 24 years old. He's not 14. He's 24.
Right. Yeah.
It's time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's still the world's most difficult job of being a parent for a whole bunch of reasons. Partially because if our parents were great, it seems seamless. So there's not necessarily any specific evidence, not to mention we're different than our kids. So even if we could figure out exactly what our parents do and did it, it's not necessarily going to work on our kids. And if we have more than one kid, it may work on one and not the other. So there's that whole issue about, well, you know, what do I do? And the second is you have to think of somebody else's welfare before your own. And the third is you have to think about long-term consequences as opposed to immediate. Got to do both. Yikes! 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, there actually is some good news in the world today. I remember hearing about the Crips and the Bloods, not so much the SAs, but the Crips and the Bloods for years. And you had to wear your colors and been going on for what? Ever. Like 30, 40 years, maybe?
Decades, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the gang leaders met at a church in Scientology last month. And they're saying, we're talking about our influence on the youth in our respective neighborhoods, how we can better serve as role models. And so they're having, number one, a truce. 2,500 responded to the invitation that was sent out by The Game, famous rapper and actor The Game. Do you know who The Game is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell me who's The Game. I've heard about Snoop Dogg, but I don't know.
Yeah,
the
he's
game.
Actually done some stuff with Snoop Dogg before.
I knew Snoop Dogg.
Him.
Yeah.
He's from Compton, California. He used to be a part of 50 Cent's record label, and then they had a falling out.
Well, at least he didn't get shot.
True. So he's had some mild success in his career, and it's good to see him sort of reaching out and getting all parties to come together. It's
2,500 of rival gang members, cops, gang interventionists, family, friends of gang victims. Not one single act of violence. The Minister Tony Muhammad called on all who want peace and unity to raise their fist. Every arm was raised. Like the cracking of an atom, it sparked something in everybody. It sparked the spirit of hope. Then once again, we're at a pivotal point in our history and we can make a difference in our own community.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, when a gun is pointed at you and it's cocked back, the only thing standing between you and the gun is God. Why you wait until then to start praying? It only takes a second to lose your life. Peace in South L.A. will spread because L.A. writes the passage for everything that happens, positive or negative. And I'd certainly heard that whole thing, that the Crips and the Bloods had spread, including Chicago, which is a problem right now. I haven't heard about a whole lot of gang violence going on in L.A. recently, but there's been a lot of Crips and Bloods in Chicago. They took off their red and blue T-shirts, I knew that, handed them to each other and embraced in friendship. They said last year in L.A., 1,000 people were shot, 300 of them died. 80% of the victims and 80% of the shooters were young men of color. We have to stop killing each other, The Game said. Let's unite, make a difference, be the change. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
I mean, it sort of gives you some hope for the world in general. I mean, and that's how it happens. As I said, I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend and went by the church that started the Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm.
the place it started. And all I could think about was I wanted to go. I was there on a Saturday, so it didn't make any sense to actually go in and say, can I talk to you guys? Because the idea of one step at a time makes a lot of sense. I mean, I know it's not your idea, but why would you disparage something that's getting people together to talk, to be nice to each other, to get to know each other? So, at any rate, I thought that was a really good story because it's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
And the idea that first of all, we don't have to be fighting each other, and second of all, that that we can be a better role model for our community. We have responsibilities. So there you go. On a awful note, and this is something that it's going to be interesting what happens. An Oakland police sergeant who is heavily decorated faced no charges for domestic violence despite video evidence. And his girlfriend, they confiscated the phone on which the evidence was recorded. One was a video and one was audio, but she was smart enough or maybe sophisticated enough to send the pictures to herself before they confiscated the phone because they're now saying there's nothing on it, which is a little alarming. And her point is that it was never really investigated, nobody got in touch with her, that they're sending a message that says if your boyfriend or girlfriend, I suppose, is a cop, then they can do anything they want, including threatening you with their gun. And so it's and she went public on it, although she went public, but not she went public with the allegations, but not with her name. She wants to be, I think they have her first name, but not her picture and not her last name, because she says it's too dangerous, that she feels that he hasn't been reassigned, that he, and it turns out he's decorated. I mean, he's done a lot of work, but that doesn't offset the idea that either he did it or he didn't do it, and it should certainly be investigated.
And it shouldn't offset it.
Yeah, it, yeah, one is, doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Right.
Texas allows guns in college classrooms under a new law, which I was talking with somebody from Rice, which is in Houston, and they're saying that it's actually affecting enrollment at the school, that people from out of state don't want to send their kids to a state that allows guns in the classroom. The campus carry law allows people 21 and older with a concealed handgun license to carry pistols in classrooms and buildings throughout public colleges, including the University of Texas, one of the nation's largest with an enrollment of more than almost a quarter of a million students. Took effect on the 50th anniversary of one of the deadliest U.S. gun incidents on a college campus when a student named Charles Whitman killed 16 people firing from atop the clock tower at University of Texas at Austin. Remember reading about that, which is the state's flagship public university. A gunman could already bring a firearm to the campus. The law could prevent mass shootings because someone with a licensed concealed weapon could be ready to confront a gunman. I think it's a great idea to give students who are already hormonally active, emotionally vulnerable, tend to drink a lot, under a lot of pressure, a gun. What a great idea.
Right.
The University of Texas professors lobbied unsuccessfully to prevent the law, arguing that the combination of youth, firearms, and college life could make for a deadly situation. Duh. The president reluctantly allowed campus carry, saying he was compelled to do so under the law. I think Rice has said you can't do it because it's not a public university. There are so many students battling the stress of campus. Some are unstable, and we don't know who has a gun. I mean, good luck on that one. I mean, and you know that there's going to be something awful that's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. It's just a dangerous situation. You know, let's put that up. Let's not. I mean, people are going to feel... I mean, I don't think anybody's ever going to change their mind about that, do you?
Probably
all right, we're not.
Gonna,
not. All right, we're not. We're going to... We'll do something. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.